kidding.
I mean, even if
okay.
Varen would have said.
Okay.
Even if Varen would have happened.
Okay. Okay, Rabosai, we had one thing we left off from last time. We wanted to discuss this issue of Esther Gemeiser Sheni. What did Rav Asi say on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph? Damer Rav Asi, Esther Gemeiser Sheni, the Diver of Meir, Ein Adam Yotzu B'Di Chavasu B'Yantef, the Diver Chacham, Adam Yotzu B'Di Chavasu B'Yantef. Right? And then they supported him. He said the same thing about Matzah Meister Sheni. Said the same thing about Chiyav Chala and Isav Meister Sheni. And then they supported him with a Brisa on Amud Beis. It says, Isav Shal Meister Sheni, Termin Achala Divri Rav Meir, Racham Rechayos Bechala. So let's just sketch out what Rav Asi said. Rav Asi and a Brisa. What did he say? He said, here is Rav Meir, who says Meister Sheni is Mamo Gavoa. Here is the Chachamim who hold Meister Sheni is Mamo Hedyot. And what comes out of that? Esrog Shal Meister Sheni is Lo Yatza. According to Rav Meir, Yatza Lefi Chachamim. Matza Shal Meister Sheni Lo Yatza. According to Rav Meir, Yatza Lefi Chachamim. And Isa Shal Meister Sheni is Tura Min Hachala, according to Rav Meir, and Chayeves Bechala, according to the Chacham. And this is where Rav Asi said he was supported by Brisa. The Brisa said this is true about Chala. And then they said, does this totally support Rav Asi? Well, maybe only Chala, because it says that we still say him twice. We're not sure if it supports him on Matzah, but at least for Chala, for the Isa, we had support for Rav Asi. The question that bothers all the Mefarshim is, of course, the psak of the Rambam. What is the Rambam Paskin and Hilchas Meister Sheni, Perek Gimel, Loch Yud Zayin, flat out black and white, like Rav Meir, like the Chacham? Right? Now, some of them deny it, but nonetheless, he says, flat out like Rav Meir, he says, Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. The Muslim is Meister Sheni Mamon Gavoahu Shenemar Lashemhu Lefikach. Therefore, he says Mamon Gavoah. You can't give it as a present. You can't do kinyanim, right? Meaning, he means I can have my Meister Sheni and give it to you to eat. I can physically give it to you, and you can physically eat it. But it's not a kinyan. It's not actually an asina. It doesn't become yours. Einu nikdim batana, and you aim a kachubul sa'isha, and you can't do kedusha, give it a woman for kedusha, and you can't sell it, and you can't pawn it, and you can't trade it, etc. Okay, so the Rambam holds that Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, yet, what is the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Lulav? Esrog Shel Meister Sheni. Lo yito lechachila, mitneishem achshira, or mitneishem afsida, but yatza, matzah shal meister sheni, what is the Rambam paskin? Matzah shal meister sheni, yatza, and isa shal meister sheni, in hilchas bikurim. By the way, why are hilchas chal and hilchas bikurim? Because hilchas bikurim is not hilchas bikurim, it's hilchas bikurim im shar matnos kahuna, shebegvulim. It's really hilchas bikurim in all other matnos kahuna. That apply countrywide. So the Rambam Paskin is there very explicitly in Hilchas Bikurim that Isa Shal Meister Sheni B'Yerushalayim is Chayav Bechala. So this is the famous question that all the Nosei Kelim have in the Rambam. To the best of my knowledge, there are two ways to answer it. One way, I think, is more convincing. How do you answer the Stira? If he holds his Meister Sheni as Mamon Gavoa, then how could it be kosher for Esrog? How could it be lachem for Esrog? And are we supposed to say chem for chala and lachem for matzah, which is learned from chala? So what's the answer? So who says this? The Rabbeinu Manoach, as quoted in the Keset Mishnah, so in the Frankels, you can read the Rabbeinu Manoach inside. In the old days, it was quoted in the Keset Mishnah. And likewise, if you looked at the Keset Mishnah in Bikurim, he quotes from Mari Korkas. Basically, two Rishonim who are only printed in the Frankel. In the old days we didn't have, but it doesn't matter. The Keset Mishnah did a good job. He quoted the Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchas Matzah. He quoted the Mari Korkas in Hilchas Bikurim. And he himself agreed He says, what are the answers for the Rambam? Answer number one is the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbeinu Manoach and Mahari Korkus. They say, very poshut, there's a machlokas in our sugya between Heter Achila and Din Mamon, between Rav Asi and Argyrs at least, although not because of Mishnahs, is Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Right? So this is all according to Rav Asi, who had a brisa backing him up. The brisa at least backed him up by Chala, which is one of the things that the Rambam had a stira. But what do they say? They say that the Rambam paskins like Rav Chiya Bar Avin against Rav Asi and the Brisa. Meaning, Heter Achila, not Din Mamon. In which case, it makes perfect sense. Maaser Sheni is not your money, but you have a Heter Achila. Obviously, you have a Mitzvah Achila. The whole point is the Maaser Sheni. And therefore, Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, but Yotza, because there's Heter Achila. So therefore, it counts as Lachem for Esrum. Yotza, because Heter Achila, and Chayav, because Heter Achila, and the basic principle is Lachem equals Heter Achila, and you don't need Din Mamon.
It's going to be hard to see that later. Somebody's got to, like I said last time, it's very hard to see in the printing it out.
In the printing it out.
Yeah.
You got to get advice from someone how to improve the colors printing it out. Okay, I'll change it from now on. Yeah? Oh, yeah, you're a photographer. You know these things better than me.
I know that.
Okay, anyway, so I'll
let me kind of have them.
I'll fix it. I hear the time. Okay, so the, anyway, that I think is a Pashup Shot answer in the Rambam. That, yeah, this whole, everything being totally on Mamon Gavoa is only if you need Din Mamon. The Rambam asks, you don't need Din Mamon, you only need Heter Achila. No, which makes sense. The Rambam perish from Mishnayis. What does he say at the beginning? He says, well, you can't eat Orla and Truma Tameya, which doesn't prove anything, because everyone agrees you need Heter Achila, but the Rambam does mention Heter Achila. He never mentions Din Mamon. So the Rambam was like, hey, Rabban, you don't need Din Mamon. You don't need Din Mamon in order to be Yotze. Lachem just means Heter Achila, not Din Mamon. Right, like we saw, Lachem just means Heter Achila, not Din Mamon. One second. And therefore, you're Yotze with all these things, and they're called Lachem, Shalom al Yisrael. What the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim deals with is the difficult problem. Why should we pass like Rav Chiya Bar Avin against Rav Asi? If Rav Asi has a Brais on his side, right? At least for Chala, Rav Asi has a Brais on his side, so we should have a Hasim, at least for that. So he has a Brais on his side, on the base. Okay, so there the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim gives lots of reasons why we should pass like Rav Chiya Bar Avin. One of them is that apparently he had a slightly different girsa of Rabbi Chiya and not Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Our girsa is Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. But I have a little note on the side that says in the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, say the note on the side of my Gemara at least says, look in the Kesef Mishnah, we seem to adjust Rabbi Chiya. He said Rabbi Chiya was the Rebbe of Rav, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Asi. So we always pass like the Rebbe against the Talmud. So maybe that's a reason. Or he also pointed out in Pesachim, there is a Rabbi Akiva who seems to say you're Yotze with Matzah Maaser Sheni. Doesn't R so you're Rabbi Asi and the Brice say you're not Yotze with Matzah Maaser Sheni? Okay, so therefore, there are, it depends whether he literally meant it in Pesachim or not, but he finds, okay, in the Amoraim he has a reason, maybe it's the Girsa Rabbi Chiya, who's more authoritative than Rabbi Asi. In the Tanaim he has a reason to push away the Brisa, because Rabbi Akiva definitely sounds like your Yotze with Matzah Maaser Sheni in Pesachim. Okay, there are many ways to get out of that, which we're not getting into now. Okay, Lemaisa, Kesef Mishnah gives very other reasons. He also finds a Tosefta that says you're Yotze with Matzah Maaser Sheni. So finally, he finds other Brises against this Brisa and another Amor against this Amor, Rav Chiya against Rav Asi. He passing that way. I think that's probably possible in the Rambam that we hold Heter Achila and not Din Mamon. The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Matzah and some of the later Achronim don't like this. I didn't put, do they hold like the Lecha Mishnah? So there is another approach. The other approach is the Lecha Mishnah, and also the Machne Ephraim and the Urcha Shulchan hold this. If someone wants to look them up, but it's the same shot. There's no need to look them up. They say no. The Rama holds like Rabbi Yassi. And he says he just passed like Rav Chista in Sanhedrin. So they say that no. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yassi, but he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Like, I guess I should add here, like Rav Meir, and he says no. Paskins like Rabbi Yassi, and the Chachamim, not Rabbi Meir, who says it's Momen Hedyot. Ah, if it's Momen Hedyot, why do you say it's Momen Gavoa? So he says the Shita Rabbi Chista, the end of Sanhedrin, and Chachamim, and Rabbi Chista. It's Sanhedrin who says, what does Rabbi Chia say? That it makes a difference where the Maaser Sheni is. Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is Momen Hedyot. Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim is Momen Gavoa. Right? Who holds that Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim is Momen Hedyot, and Maaser Sheni b'Gvulin is Mamon Gavoa. Basically, Hashem hasn't given it to you till you bring it to your Yerushalayim. Okay, that's a sheet of Rav Chista. The Rambam has every right to hold that. And therefore, he says, no problem.
Oh, he doesn't say it.
Says the Lecha Mishnah that this is Mairi Bigvulin, and that's why he says Mamon Gavoa. And these are all, according to the Lecha Mishnah, Mairi B'Yerushalayim, where it is Mamon Hedyot. Therefore, there's no steer in the first place. Where it's Mamon Gavoa, you're not Yotzei, Esrog, and Chala, and Matzah. That's Bikulin. In Yerushalayim, where you're Yotzei, Esrog, and Chala, and Chayv, and Chala, and Matzah, then it is Mamon Hedyot. Okay, and the Rambam Taka does say in these three places that it's in Yerushalayim. The only reason why it's a little hard to accept this, even though Gedolei Achronim say, is because the Rambam does say these three places are Yerushalayim. He never says Mamon Gavoa, that he's talking specifically about Gavulin. If this is such an important sheet, he should have said so. If he really meant to pass like Rav Chista, that there's a difference in Mamon Hedyot, Mamon Gavoa between Gavulin and Yerushalayim, he should have said that someplace. And not just say, oh, he relied on the fact that we'd see that he passed it as Mamon Gavoa, and we'd see that he'd go to Esrog, so it'd be obvious that there's a difference in Gavulin and Yerushalayim. That's hard to believe that the Rama wanted us to figure that out and Arona didn't say so. So I think this is a very dachim shot. Okay, I'm sure the Lecha Mishnah had his reasons, but it's very hard to accept this. Tzarech Iyun Gadol Shehaya L'Rambam L'Farish D'Maiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa Mairi Rak Bigvulin. He should have said that someplace. I find it a little hard to accept Lecha Mishnah, which means I'm going to go back to the Kesef Mishnah and say the Pashim Shad and Ram is just like Yellow Rabbi Chibar Oven against Rabbi Yassi, which is not what you would have thought just learning our Gemara, but maybe because of Gemara's elsewhere, because of Seth and Chala, which is like Rabbi Chibar Oven, because of Rabbi Akiva and Psachim, who certainly on a simple level, the Chora seems to be like Rabbi Chibar Oven, maybe at the years of Rabbi Chia, who should beat Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Chia even gets to argue on a brisa if he wants. So therefore, he passed like Chibar Oven. That is the Pashup Shat. Okay, now I just want to end with one famous discussion from the Achronim, most famously from the Brisker of the Grizz, quoting his father Rav Chaim, which is, let's Tainach, forget the Lecha Mishnah for now. Let's Tainach, the Rambam just holds Tam, Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavoa, like the normal Pshat. The question is this, if Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, right, let's assume that one, the Rambam Savar Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. Right? Why are you Yotzei Esro? Because it has Heter Achila. Why are you Yotzei Matzah? Because it has Heter Achila. Why are you Chayv and Chala? Because it has Heter Achila. Lachem just means Heter Achila for him. the question is then, we still have a few tricky parts of the Rambam. What are the tricky parts of the Rambam? The main tricky parts of the Rambam are later on in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, right? The real kasha of the Briska Rav and others is, if you look in Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chafhei, Hamakdish Ma'aser Sheni Shalom Bedek Abayis. Someone's Makdish is Ma'aser Sheni for Bedek Abayis. Harizat Podo, so Mishapodei, whoever wants to redeem it, redeems it. Hamanas Ligal Hekdish Shalom Ma'aser Sheni Shalom. Let's say someone's makdish their ma'aser sheni for bedek abayis. It's worth 50 shekel. They're makdish for bedek abayis. Someone who's podeh, what do? They have to give 50 shekel to bedek abayis. They get the fruits, and the fruits are still ma'aser sheni. That's what the Rambam is telling us. You should know the money has to go to bedek abayis, and the fruits have to stay ma'aser sheni. They're still ma'aser sheni, and they're still hekdish. You can't like just be guilty one and include it in the other. Like even though you have hekdish, you're still ma'aser sheni. Okay, but what's the surprising part about this Rambam? Surprising part is not that once I'm makdish, my ma'aser sheni for bedek abayis, if you want to come and be podo 50 shekel, you have to pay 50 shekel of bedek abayis, and also eat the money b'kedushas, eat the fruits b'kedushas ma'aser sheni. What's the chiddush?
Doesn't
it
have
no.
The
better. How am I makdish in the first place if it's not mine? If it's a mamon gavah, how am I makdish in the first place? How can I be makdish something that's not mine? It's a basic rule that ain't not a makdish davar she'ino shelo, right? Ishki yakdish beso kodesh, ma beso shelo for kol shelo. How can I be makdish something that's not mine? That is very strange. Right. Since when is there hekdish on something that's not mine? So here we have some kashas, right? Kasha one, how can I be... I'm not supposed to use the red. How can I be makdish it? Let's assume one Rambam Savar Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, and clearly, at least in Per Gimel of Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni was Mamon Gavoa, right? So one of the kashas, question one is Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Gimel Chaf Hei. How can he be makdish it if it's not his? I have another question which is not explicit in the Griz. Look at Halach of Dalit, Kfar Be Arnu, so my Shusheni Mamun Gavohu. Lefikach and Omrim Shagoni, my Shusheni, Ainu Mashalam Tashlami Kefel, Vagozlo, Ainu Mashalam Chomesh. My Shusheni Mamun Gavohu. So if you steal my Shusheni, you don't pay Kefel. Or if you're Gazalit and you swear falsely, you don't pay Chomesh. What's the deal? If you steal my Shusheni, you don't pay Kefel. It sounds like you do pay Keren. You just don't pay Kefel. It's a deal. It seems to be a good deal. If it's not mine, why do you even have to pay Keren? If it's not mine, why do you even have to pay Keren? It's not mine. Why do you even have to pay Keren? So, question two, Diok mi Ma'aser Sheni Gimel Chaf Dalet, which is, why does the Ganef pay Keren? So, Aaron wants to say, even if it's not mine, he still has to pay Keren, because, what would you call this? Give me a halachic category. Even though you didn't take anything of mine, you still made me lose, meaning, keep in mind, even if it's mom gavoa, I still eat it, right? It's clear that even if mom gavoa, there's a counting of shulchan kavoa, kazachu. Mom gavoa, Hashem decides who eats it, not anyone can eat it. Hashem decides who eats it, Hashem decided I would eat it. So what would you call that? Or Garmi, or Grama, which the Rambam probably is saying. So you could say, right, even though you didn't steal an object that belonged to me, you still damaged me, so you still have to pay Keren, even if not Alts Kneva, at least Alts Garmi. Right? Okay, so that's not so. You can answer.
Also, can't you say this is like more like a Korban, Kedusha Saguf, rather than Kotcher Bede Gabay?
Okay, but you have the same question there. First of all, it's not so clear. It's machlok shishanu whether you pay Keren in Karban. Okay, the last... What?
Could say the Rambam is on that side.
Correct, in Echanami. The last thing that is the kasha is from Hilchos Ishus. Right? The Rambam is a funny formulation in Hilchos Ishus. Yeah. Here also, I'll admit, you know, every funny formulation, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. You could just say, tak, it's an interesting formulation. But what did the Rambam say in Hilchos Ishus? The Rambam says, remember what the Rambam said in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. It's Mamun Gavoa, therefore you can't do Kedusha with it. Right? If I give Ma'aser Sheni to a woman and say, Hariya Mekudeshously, she's not married to me. Says the Rambam the same thing in Hilchos Ishus. Right? This is a big Machlokes Tanoim in the second parak of Kedushin. It's the Machlokes Tanoim between Rav Meir and the Chachamim.
about whether it's Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. If you open up Kiddushin, you'll see if Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, then it's not valid Kiddushin. If it's Mamon Het Yod, then it is valid Kiddushin. So the Rambam passes Mamon Gavoa, it's not valid Kiddushin. That's great. The Kasha is just on his language. Kid Shabbat Maaser Sheni, Bein B'Shogi, Bein B'Mezit, Ein Mekudeshes, right? Whether on purpose or by accident, it's not Mekudeshes. Okay, there's some people who say, well, it depends if it's Mekachtos or not. No. Either way, not Mekudeshes. Because he shouldn't do his other needs with it. I assume other needs means besides eating, right? Until he redeems it. As it says, it's for Hashem. So what does the Rebbe say? He says, because you're not supposed to do your other needs with it unless you redeem it. Now, how would you have written this, Rambam? If you were the Rambam, what would you have written? If I'm a Kaddish with Meister Sheni, then she's not Mekudeshes because... Because it's not mine, right? Not only is that mine, it's not hers either, right? Meaning, the whole discussion, remember that whole Mishnah Lamella from the beginning of Parakeh, whether I can get Kaddish a woman if I give her something that's not mine, but I make it hers. But here, not only is it not mine, it's not hers either, right? So, what does it mean, I can't do my needs for? Why didn't you just say it's not mine? Why does this mean, because I can't do my needs with it until I'm a chalal? So here, this question is from... the Lashon of Hilchas Ishus, Perakei, Halacha Dalid, why is the Kiddushin invalid? Because Ein Lo Lasos Bo Shar Chafatzav, and not simply because Ein Lo Shelo, because it is not his.
Isn't it also strange because how did she get it? Didn't the Rambam also pass on to Maaser Sheni that you can't give
you
it?
You can't give it a matana. Right, so why did she say either it's not his or it's not hers? Right, okay. Bechlal. Now, what do you do with all these kashas? So here, what do you do with all these kashas? So here, if you really want, you can. There are always two ways to deal with these kashas. You can say, don't make a mountain out of three molehills. You could call them molehills. They don't make a mountain out of every three molehills. And or even mounds. And say, you know, you could say lav dafka them, right? How could you be, give technical answers? After all, in this case, you could say that the shia is because of Gram Hefsed, right? Yeah, you say he doesn't make capable of his Karen. He doesn't make Karen because he stole your item. He keeps Karen because of Gram Hefsed, because of Dover Gram Lamomo. So even if we pass the Dover Gram Lamomo, not Kamomo Domi, it's still Garmi, right? The Rama Pasch is Garmi is Chayiv, Pasch is the Rama Pasch is Gram and Bezikin is Chayiv, still Dorim and Ezek to you, right? How about this funny Lashon of Hilchos Ishus? You could just say, this is a funny way of saying, Mamon Gavoa. It's just a funny way of saying Mamon Gavoa. Why do you say it this way? I don't know. After all, he does quote Lashem, which is the marker of the Pasuk Mamon Gavoa, right? So instead of just saying it's Mamon Gavoa, he says, you know why it's Mamon Gavoa? Because Hashem didn't want to give it to you for various uses. He wanted to keep it for himself. Okay, if you want to, you can be Docha. And how can you be Mach the shit if it's not yours? So, no, but you might say a big finish here. And here, I'm not going to get into this. So, yeah, I don't think we dealt with it head on this like here in the summer. There's a there's a special drusha that teaches you something called Hekdish Eloi. Eloi, not genius yeshiva bacher. Hekdish Eloi means that, and they make a special drusha, right? Kodesh Kadoshim Hu, that Echerim is Chal on Kodesh Kadoshim, that if you have a karbon, you can be makdish your karbon for Bedek Habayis. And how much you have to pay to redeem it? However much it was worth to you, right? If it's a neder that has to be replaced, then you pay the whole value to redeem it. If it's a nedarim that doesn't have to be replaced, you just pay the value of the benefit someone would have for being able to bring a karbon. How much would it be worth someone to bring a karbon? But there's a pasuk for hekdesh eloi. So you could, now, there are two ways to understand hekdesh eloi, right? What does it mean? I can be makdish my hekdesh. I can be makdish my karbonos. One way of understanding is that, okay, there's a chiddush that you can do it, but it's regular hekdesh. It's really because karbonos belong to me. But you could also say no. Maybe there's a special rule. Normally, I can't be makdish davar sheino shelo. There's one exception. There's a special gzeiras hakasa that I can be makdish davar sheino shelo
if it's hektish. Okay, why is it a special tzeres hakasav? I'm not responsible to answer that. I didn't write the Torah. But, maybe you could say, it's a tzeres hakasav. There's one case you can make makdash dabar sheni shalom, and that's kachim. And says my sheni b'mo gavoa, it's like kachim. Special tzeres hakasav. Okay, not so crazy, because after all, if I say this cow is an ola, I can now be makdash it a bedek habayis. And the same thing, someone who's poda is poda, or I would be poda to give the money to bedek habayis, and also give the animal to the mizbeach. Very similar to what the Rambam said there. How can I be makdash my animal if it's not mine? I already gave it to hektish. So maybe the answer is it is mine without that whole Rav Chaim. But maybe the answer is, Rav Chaim's lishitase, that there's one exception, you can imagine Dov Shem Shalom, and that's Kachim. Why? Special drusha, they darshim from the Pasuk, that Kol Chayrim, Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem, that a Chayrim, which is Bedek Habayis, is Chal on Kachim Kachim. So it's also Chal on Meisher Sheni. So I can be doka this, I can say that it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, that Adam Makdish Kodshav She'enam Shalom. You can't be Makdish Chulin She'enam Shalom, but you can be Makdish Karbono She'enam Shalom. And my Sheni is as good as a Karbon. So I can get out of these if I want.
Could that answer number two then also?
What?
You can say that Linyan Meister Sheni is Bailing.
No, it's a special rule of Kutcha, of Hektish. I'm not saying it's a general rule. But Lemaisid, what the Brisker Rub does, he takes this in a very different direction. Says the Brisker Rub, tremendous Kiddush, he says, I'm not admitting any of these things, quoting his father, Rav Chaim. He says, we see from here that Meister Sheni is really yours. That's one. Or you could give a fundamental answer. Says the Briz, the Shem Grach. He says, we see from here that even Mandomer Meister Sheni Mam Gavoa holds us, admits it's really yours. That even Reb Meir admits it's really yours. What does it mean, Mam Gavoa then? He says, Mam Gavoa is Lav Davka. Mam Gavoa is Lav Davka. What does it mean, Mam Gavoa is Lav Davka? So his lashon is, I think I did put it here. He says that it must be Mam Gavoa is Lav Davka. After all, he says, you have to buy it only Balin Gavim Makdish. Ha Dei Yoga Lin Kor B'Lik Matana. So why can't you sell it or give it to Matana? Who din b'chevetz atzmo utzad kedushas meisur sheni. It's not that I'm not the owner and therefore I can't sell it. Is that the Kedusha does not allow selling. She'enu b'din mechira limkor b'lita matana, d'nita rak mitzvaso. Says that's Oren Hilchus Ishus. Why can't I be Mekadish grow with it? Next, it does belong to me. It does belong to me. But because the Kedusha of my Sersheni does not allow me to use it for other uses other than eating. I can be Makdish it because that's a Kedush use. That's not against the Kedusha. But I can't use it to get married. I can't give it as a gift. It says it's really yours. But the Kedushas HaChefza does not allow Nisina Umechira. And that is Meduyak in the Lashon Hilchos Ishos. Why is the Kedusha not valid? Not because it doesn't belong to me. It does belong to me. But because the Kedusha HaChefza does not allow me to use it for other uses. And then it makes sense. Hektish I can do. That's not a secular use. That's not against Kedusha. And eating I can do, because the whole Kedusha that I should eat in Yerushalayim be Kedusha. But any other use, any secular type of disrespectful use, like selling and buying and trading, or even giving to in order to enter into matrimony, which is still, in the end, a transaction, that I cannot do with it because of the Kedusha Hefza. But I have full bayus. Just the Kedusha Hefza prevents me from doing Mechira Unesina. And therefore, that's a big chiddush that Mamon Gavoa is Lav Davka. Mamon Gavoa doesn't mean I don't have full bialus. I do have full bialus. But the Kedusha Hefza prevents me from doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing with that bialus. Sam?
Are there any other examples where Kedusha would block something even to be evident? It's nothing to do with ownership, it's just...
That is a fascinating question. Maybe I can find something.
Why can't I?
But I'm not sure.
No, I think there are Kedusha, Sefer Torah, whatever you. There are things that you don't do with.
Yeah, but if I sell the Sefer Torah and I'm not allowed to, it's still sold with the other, right? So that's not quite the same.
The Ramban says that in order to be Mammon Bailin, part of Mammon Bailin, means that you can sell it, right? The Ramban in Gittin, the famous Ramban in Gittin, the Scholar on Tosfos. So we understood, at least I'm talking Aaron's name too, we understood that the Torah gave you a limited ba'alut.
So that's what the Rav says. What the Rav says in the Rishimas here is not what his uncle said in the name of his grandfather. Okay. What the Rav says here is that the ba'alut is split. Meaning, if you take the three possibilities, A is the green, you have no ba'alut in Maaser Sheni. That's a pasuk shah, mom and gavah. You have no ba'alut. Mishulchan gavah kazachu. Hashem lets you eat it, but you have no ba'alut. Or B, the brisker Rav, you have full ba'alut. Just the kedusha does not allow you to accomplish certain transactions. Says the Rav, no, you have partial ba'alut. That, and in what sense, says the Rav, that no, you have ba'alut l'inyan achila. It's yours for the sake of eating. You own this for the aspect of eating. By the way, I don't know if anyone looked at that Rav Chanan and put a bracket here a lot of free time. He says a very wild shot here, which he makes into a yisod, right? He has a very wild yisod that every item has two different aspects of ownership. Owning the value and owning the substance. And over here, which he then used to explain a million other things, a very big yisod of Rav Chanan, and he says that's what it means. He splits it much fancier than the Rav, but it's just very mechudish. He says what it means that you own the substance, but Hashem owns the value. That's a big chiddush, that you can split substance and value, and he used this, the yisod, substance and value. Everything has two types of ownership to explain kol Torah kula. Ayin Shem, if you're interested, but I'll stick with the Rav now.
Is this what you're calling heter achila for the Rambam?
Give me a second. You have ba'alut l'inyan achila, but not ba'alut l'inyan shar tashmishim. You have ba'alut for eating, but not ba'alut to do other things with it. And therefore, you can't, and he's also a daik in the Hilchot Ishus. You have no, why is she not mekudeshes? Because it's not yours. Ah, but it's yours for eating. So the answer, it's yours for eating, but it's not yours for other things, and that's why she's not, it's not yours for other things, and that's why she's not mekudeshes, because you're not eating it now. And then the Rav just has to explain. You can be makdish the ba'alut l'inyan achila. Now here it gets a little tricky. You can be makdish the ba'alut l'inyan achila. And he has to explain, which he doesn't get into so well here, I admit. Why can't I just be Mekadesh the girl? Just like I can make the Balut L'inyan Achila hektish, why can't I be Mekadesh the girl by saying, I'm only giving you the Balut L'inyan Achila. I'm not giving you the Balut L'inyan other things, but that's still worth money. What? Right. So I think the answer is going to be ultimately that you don't have ba'alut. You have ba'alut for eating. You don't have ba'alut for the purpose of transferring that ba'alut. And therefore, since you haven't transferred the ba'alut for her, you haven't really given her that hanah because you can take it back any time. And that's the Rambam I think would have to say. Obviously not. Yeah, in the end, I think you're really going to have to get.
Everything else they were saying heter achila, they didn't mean that it was a ba'alut. Where's the Rav split from
everyone
else?
Give me a second. Okay. So here it says you have ba'alut l'inyan achila. It's yours for the purpose of eating. However, it is not yours for the purpose of anything else. And therefore, I think maybe what you have to say is this. If you're using it for the purpose of transactions, whether that be netina or mechira or kiddushin, if you're using it for the purpose of transactions, you don't have ba'alut to use it for transactions, and therefore, when we look at it as the transaction, we look at it as something that's not yours. And that would be an interesting question. What if you said to her, I am a kaddish you with the hana'ah that I'm arranging for you to eat this? Okay, yesh l'adon on that, but that's not what happened here. So let's leave it at that. You have partial ba'alut. Now, let me just point out that this ties into the question we had, these three ways of understanding. Rabbi Meir ties into the question of, remember we had a Pnei Yoshua versus an Avnei Miluim, two ways of understanding, I think that we called it, although we said it's really all from Rishonim. Two ways of understanding the Mandamar Heter Achila. We had on the board last time. What's the machlokes in the manda din mamon? And the manda amar heter achila. And if I recall correctly, I don't remember the exact order we had it on the board. Here we had the avni miluim, and then we tied into a bunch of other things. Manda din mamon says you need baalot. Manda heter achila says you don't need baalot. If you don't need baalot, why isn't a borrowed esro good enough? Because a shaul is pasul because there's no heter achila, not because you don't own it. As opposed to the Pnei Yoshua, who we argue with, who assume, no, even on the heter achila admits that you need baalot. And that's why shaul is pasul. But the Mandar Din Mamon says you need more than Baalot, right? There, you need more than Baalot. You need, I think we said maybe financial significance. I don't remember if that's the exact phrase we put on the board. I should print it out the board. Anyway, if, yes? Oh, was that the Magen Avraham? Yes, that was the Magen Avraham he was arguing on. So I apologize. Thank you for that correction. He was arguing on the Magen Avraham, who was really quoting your reign. Thank you. That's what I was missing. Okay. Now, if we just tie this in for a second, too, remember, Manda Amar Heter Achila says, Mike Sersheni Aliva Darab Meir is good enough. Right? Manda Amar Heter Achila says, Yotz in Be'esrog Shel Mike Sersheni Aliva Darab Meir. That was our whole answer in the Rambam. How could the Rambam say it's Molin Gavoa, but yet Yotz in Be'esrog Mike Sersheni because he passed like a Chibar oven? So what does this mean? So, according to the standard understanding, you don't need bilus. That works well for the, there's no bilus in Meiser Shani, but that's okay, you don't need bilus. For the Avni Milum works well. But for the Pnei Yoshua, you do need bilus, even the one that Mehetar Achila. You're not going to say Be'esu Shani or Shalom. So if you need bilus, so then this would work well for, this is what the Rav says, for the Grizz. Says, you have bilus in Meiser Shani. And says the Rav, you have some bilus in Meiser Shani. And basically, you tie this into, and then end with what we said yesterday. Oh, there's one more point I want to point out. Tie this into what we said we left off last time. We said, Lamander Heter Achila, do you really not need bilus? Or you really need bilus? You just don't need significant bilus that you could sell for money. So, if you say you really don't need bilus, then that makes perfect sense according to the non-brisker chiddush. Yeah, ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa means you mamish don't own it. And that's okay. You can be yotzei even though you mamish don't own it. But according to the tzad of the Magen Avraham, everyone agrees you need to own it. They just argue whether it needs to be financially valuable and significant that you could sell it for money, whether you could sell it in the shuk. But everyone agrees you need to own it. Then how can you be yotzei with ma'aser sheni according to a mayor? So here's where the briskers come and save the day. And the Magen Avraham would have to say like the briskers, no, even a mayor admits you own it. According to the Grizz, you own it legamrei, just has kedusha. According to the Rav, you own it partially. Le'inyan achila, you own it. And that's what the Rav says. How are you yotzei? Don't you need to own your esrog l'kulei alma? The Avnei Milum says you don't. According to the Magen Avraham, if you need to own your esrog l'kulei alma, then how are you yotzei with Meiser Shani, according to the Rambam, who passed like Rav Chiya Oven? The answer is you do own your esrog, at least partially, le'inyan achila. Okay, I'll just end with one more thing, then I'll let you think about it more. The interesting question, can I be pode or mechalel your Meiser Shani without permission? You have Meiser Shani. You can obviously be pode it. I can also be pode it with your permission, that's clear. Can I be pode your Meiser Shani without permission? So it seems clear in Baba Kama that I can't. Why not? After all, if you're makdish something, I can be pode hektish without permission. If you're makdish something, you're vedekabayis, I don't need your permission to be pode. So why do I need your permission to be pode Meiser Shani? So says Tosos in Baba Kama, interestingly. Says Tosos in Baba Kama. Daf Samaches Amud Beis. Says Tosos. No, Meiser Shani is different than Hektish. Says Tosos. Little dummy, the Hektish maps who does Yatsum Rishos Bailin. What? Hektish is no longer owned by me. Kamosha Bailin Cholm Toso King Kamokin Acher. And anyone can be Makhshah. Karen Revai, but net Karen Revai is the same as like Shani. The Bailim have the right to eat in Yerushalayim. And therefore, no one else could be poded, only they can. On the side, it says here, Lufig Yersos, the side of Masorah Shas, Baal Masorah Shas wrote, there's another Gersh that says, Avagav de Mamun Gavobahu, Mikom Makom Vailim. Even though it's Mamun Gavoba, still, the Vailim are the ones who are allowed to eat, and only they can be Poda. Here it's interesting. The Chalupi Gersh says, even if it's Mamun Gavoba, still, the Vailim have the right to be Poda, and no one else does. Without that Chalupi Gersh, maybe only if you hold Mamun Head, you have the Vailim have the right to be Poda, and no one else. But if you hold Mamun Gavoba, anyone can be Poda. So it's not clear, that's a Chiluf Gersa. So it could be, you could see, this is a Nafkamina. Just let me end with this possible Nafkamina. Nafkamina can others be Poda without my permission? Limanda Omar Meiser Shani Mamun Gavoa. If my Shashini is Mamun Gavoa, could someone else be pulled without my permission, or do they need my permission to redeem it? So, if you take the shot of the Rav or his family,
you mean Shlichus?
What?
You don't mean Shlichus?
No, at least permission. If you take the shot of the Rav, I'm saying against my will. Can you be pulled to my Shashini against my will? No. Why not? So, according to the Rav, it makes perfect sense. According to the Rav, B, C, the Rav and the Rav Chaim, etc., then the answer is obviously no. Why? Because I do have bailus. Even Mamun Gavoa means it belongs to me, either partially or fully. If it belongs to me, how could you be poda without my permission? And this is the Chiluf Girsa. The Chiluf Girsa says even if Mamun Gavoa, you still can be poda without my permission. But if you take the conventional wisdom, the non-brisker derech, A, that's supposed to be a letter A, then maybe yes. Maybe yes. Then if it's mamish, Mamun Gavoa's pshuta kamashmo, it's not mine at all. If it's not mine at all, then maybe you can be poda without my permission. After all, it's not mine at all. Why shouldn't you be able to be poda? It belongs to Hekdesh.
Why don't you need the Xer? Why don't you have the normal Xeris HaKosov of Truma that you need?
That's to make it Truma in the first place. It's clearly mine until I make it Truma. But once it's already Truma, it's not mine. Right? Meaning, once I make something's Truma, it's pretty clear that it's not mine. Pretty clear.
But isn't, like, obviously, he'd be stealing from you? Meaning, right? Up until now, you had food that you could go and have in your shalom. Now, you don't, because the kedusha on the money, which he's got to give up, and he has the fruits.
Let him give you the money.
And so that would mean that would be a suit. He would have to give
you
the
money. Let's say
even though you're not buying
it. Yeah.
The fiyah of Rizka Derech, how does the Rambam read our Gemara? How does it make sense? I mean, now we have Machlokas for Meir and others. If for Meir would also theoretically agree.
No, because that's going to Rabbi Asi, who says you need Din Mamon, and Din Mamon means more than Bailos. Din Mamo means financial significance. Clearly, there's no financial significance. I can't sell it.
Versus the fee, the briskers, the Rambos, the Paskins, like what?
Rubber fee, rubber.
They also assume that.
Yeah, I think that's Pashim Shad. Okay, anyway, we will leave this for now, and I think we're ready to move on in the Gemara to the next Makorah sheet. Says the very fascinating Machlokas here. Chesky, can I ask you for your help, please? Very big halacha lemaisa. I received an email the other day saying from someone who I don't know, but I'm subscribed to their emails. I'm very bad at unsubscribing. Saying, why do some people, okay, whatever, I'm not sure. I mean, the question was a little more enticing than the actual Pesach HaLecha Maisa. Why do some people go to their host's house before the Seder and lift up the matzahs? I don't know if anyone else got that email. So someone sends out a Lacha article every week, right? Okay, do you have to, like, go? I'm still not sure why you'd have to go before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov, but whatever. Do you have to go, if I'm a guest at your Seder, do I have to go pick up three tefachim, do a kinyan on my matzah in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah?
According to the Derech Hasidim that you gave us, the Makor, Baruch Shekein.
Obviously Baruch Shekein, okay? But let's not start with Derech Hasidim, let's start with the Gemara. So, says our Gemara, let's just go back to, says our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that everyone knows that Esrog needs lachem because of the word lachem. And therefore, what is pasul? What's possible is, right, the makar and lehotzi, what that excludes is shovel, right? We know it excludes shovel. That's in the Mishnah Yeron that we quoted a gazillion times. And guzzle, right? Tosas asked the question, Daflamin, why do you need to exclude guzzle? Why not mitzvah avera? But also excludes guzzle. Shaul, guzzle, and meiser sheni, lefi Rav Meir, lefi Rabbi Asi. Okay. What else does our Gemara assume? That chala, right? Chiyav chala needs lachem. You only chayv in chal if it's lachem. Why? Because of the word ariso seichem. Because the word ariso seichem. And what does that exclude? What it explicitly excludes is meiser sheni, lefi Rav Meir, at least lefi Rabbi Asi, and the brisa. And what else does Gemara assume? Matzah needs lachem. How do we know matzah needs lachem? Where does it say the word lachem by matzah? It doesn't, but it does say. It does say a hekesh, right? Not a hekesh, a gzeir shabbat. Right? Because of lechem, lechem, right? Lechem, lechem, mechala. Mm-hmm. Right? And therefore, what does that exclude? So it's explicit in Gemara. That excludes meiser sheni. Lefi Rav Meir, at least, lefi Rav Yasi. Okay, now let's just put two and two together. Right? Who puts two and two together? The Sfas Emes. What does the Sfas Emes say? What does the Sfas Emes say? The Sfas Emes says that just like you Shaul is puzzle. Just like Shaul is possible in Esrog, Shaul is also possible in Matzah. Right? What does the Sfas Emes say? That says the Sfas Emes that you need to own your matzah just like Esrog. And therefore, he says, if you go to someone's house, if you're a guest at someone's Seder, then you have to actually lift up the matzos and do a kinyan in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Right? Nafkamina. Right? You need to own your matzah just like Esrog. And that's step A. Step B is, in order to own your matzah, a guest must do an explicit kinyan. You have to go and ask your host, can I make a kinyan on the matzah? And pick up the matzah so you own your matzah. Okay. That's the Sfas Emes here, right? He says, Mashal Skonis and Gorkanel, Fidus Rigli Zarba, Mashal Mitzvah, Yamatza, Shalom. Davko, Lo Rech, Shogun Balbai, Sark, Lidl, Abaiz, Amatza, Matanov, Lo Sagi, Mashal Shol, Lechol, Shigli, Shalom, Mamish. It's not enough to have permission to eat. You need Shalom, Mamish. Right. And therefore, Shalom, Mamish, Shalom, Mamish means Shalom, Mamish. You have to have the ability to remakdish it, to sell it. To, you know, and therefore, if I have you at my Seder, right, I haven't given it to you as a gift. I've just given you permission to eat it. But it's not Shalom Amish, so it's no good. Is the Minhag Olam to do this?
No.
No. Kasha is, but Minhag Olam is not to be Makbid. So now the question is, why? Why is the Minhag Olam not to be Makbid? Someone ask me or tell them not to be Makbid on this.
According to the Sfas Emes, couldn't the Balabayit be matan all the matzos to somebody else, and he'd be zoche, bring greira to everybody who's going to take the matzos?
No, because since matzos a chiv doraisa, we hold that we don't rely on greira for doraisa, it's only for drabanas. For drabanas, we rely on greira, for example.
You could do individual matzos for individual people.
Yes, for example, for drabanas, we use greira, the halach lemaisa. Let's say I want to like bring someone a present on Shabbos. When I go to the store and buy that, I can say, I'm picking up in the store, to be Kona retroactively on behalf of anyone who ever bring it to as a Shabbos present. And then there's no problem Kinyan on Shabbos because it was already theirs all along. And since Kinyan Shabbos is Rabbanan, we rely on Breira. In Shabbos or Meisters nowadays, the big machlok is whether Mashkiach can rely on Breira, whether the treatise is Doraisa or Rabbanan. But in Doraisa, you can't rely on Breira. Okay, but you could do that. Lamaisa, none of us care. Why do none of us care? Why does no one care? We all go to anyone's house for the Seder. We don't say, can you be matzah the matzah to me? We just eat matzah. Why? So, I have four explanations up my sleeve. It's hard to count, like what counts a different explanation, what counts a variation. But, why don't we care? I mean, he already gives one suggestion.
Isn't number one, his A is a big, he's going too far with the zero.
Aha. So that's the big question. Do we not care because we disagree with A? Or because we agree with A, but disagree with B?
Well, why don't we eat matzah and sukkah for the same reason?
No, because here the clearly the Gzeirah Sakasa was about Lachem.
The Gzeirah Sakasa was Techala, not to lose.
Okay. Aha. Okay, so hold that thought. So here I give four answers. One answer is, start with the less radical answers. One answer is that we accept A but deny B. That's what he himself suggests. What does he himself suggest? Says the Svas Emes, Achin Efshad Om Sochal Das Harash. Shehitu Lakash Tabasha Ula. By the way, if you've ever been in a modern day wedding and seen all the Dyunim, it's funny. Sometimes you see men hugging they didn't talk to Rishonim, and it like floors you because like we're so machmer on things nowadays. Okay, but the time of Rishonim, they were very nagel on things, and nowadays we're very machmer on. In the time of the Rishonim in many, many countries, the minhag was to do Kiddushim with a borrowed ring. Why? Because you ever go to the museums? You ever see the Kiddushim rings in the museums? It's not like our Kiddushim rings, right? A plain gold ring, whatever. Besides the fact that nowadays we're mocked that it'd be a plain gold ring. Right? What do the Kiddushim rings look like in the museums? They have houses built on them, right? To build a bias name of Israel, right?
That's good.
Right? They had big houses built on them. And obviously, the wife didn't wear this around. like this big of a house on it. You're not going to wear that the rest of your life. It was used only for Kiddushim. Then what'd you do? You gave it back to the town or the family or the bezdin for the next Kiddushim. Right? So they all used, besides the fact that we're so makpid to have plain rings and, you know, you have to argue with the chassan if you want to, like, push the envelope and have some engraving or something, you know, what to do. There they had elaborate houses built on it. But not only that, did you buy the ring? Did you pay for the ring with your own money, etc.? There, I borrowed the ring. What are you talking about? I'm giving it back after the ceremony. So how are you Yotzei Kiddushin? So the Rush says, no. The Rush says, of course you go to Kiddushin. Why? Because there's an assumption. The assumption is that everyone always intends for things to be halachically valid. Everyone, meaning at least from Jews. I'm not saying everyone, every Chinaman intends for things to be halachically valid. But therefore, if I say, can I borrow your talis? And you say, yes. Can I make a brach on the talis? Yeah, because you really meant matana manas lahachzir, because you really meant it should be halachically valid. For if I say, can I borrow your esrog? Now, alechachila, we all say, can I have your esrog for a present? No, if I say, I'm lending you an esrog. You can make a brach on the esrog. Oh, lending a shalom. No, obviously I meant matana manas lahachzir. Okay. Now I'm not saying we should rely on the alechachila. Okay, that's sad to say. So likewise says the Rush. We all know that Kiddushin, or even if we don't know, but we all know there is a halachic system, and that halachic, and we want to be in accordance with it. And therefore, I don't think he's saying we all know the halachas. No, clearly every chassan didn't know the halachas. Chassanim were amaratzim then, many chassanim were amaratzim now. What he meant was, we all know that there's a system of halacha which has a lot of technical requirements. And we all know that we want to comply with those technical requirements in order to do mitzvahs and serve Hashem properly. And therefore, we all have general das that whatever we do, we're doing in a way that complies with the technical requirements of halacha, whether we're specifically thinking about them at the time or aware of them or not. And therefore, when I borrow a Kiddushin ring, I'm not really borrowing a Kiddushin ring, I'm really getting it as a matana. I'm really getting it as a matana. Maybe a tana was lahachzir, they don't want me absconding with it.
But then the Kiddushin wouldn't be good.
Because
she'd have to give it back.
Okay. So, well, let's see. He deals with that also. But I'm really getting his matana. And therefore, even though it looks like I was borrowing the ring, since we want everything to be halachically valid, I'm really getting his matana. And therefore, it's a valid kiddushin. So, according to that, even if you don't say, can you give me the matzah as a matana, and I don't say I'm giving you matzah as a matana, and even if the balabayas doesn't know the svas emes and the oreach doesn't know the svas emes, we all have in mind that we want to do things in a halachically valid way. I obviously have in mind, I'm inviting you to my state and giving you matzah. I have in mind, I want you to do the mitzvah of matzah kilchasa, and you want to do the mitzvah of matzah kilchasa. So that means I have in mind that I'm giving you as a matana gemura. Okay. Therefore, according to that rush, it's solved. So one answer is the rush that you do need bailus on the matzah. But, says the rush, you do need bailus on the matzah. But you have bailus even without explicating it. You know, like the famous Chai Adam quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that says, mitzvah srichas kavana. What does mitzvah srichas kavana mean? Does that mean if I went to shul and put on my talis without kavana, that I'm not yotzei and I have to do it again? Says no, mitzvah shikas kavana means that if I happen to be playing a musical instrument and it's a horn on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not yotzei. If I happen to be snacking and it's a cracker on Pesach, I'm not yotzei. But if I go to shul to serve Hashem and I put on my talis because it's a mitzvah, even if I didn't explicitly think I'm eschaving to be yotzei the mitzvah, which the Mishnah Berurah of course admits l'chachila you should, and that's called kavana. Kavana doesn't have to mean I know every detail at the right time. Kavana means that was my intention. Clearly, why else did I go to the synagogue if not to do the mitzvah? Okay, so says the Rush, everyone has kavana to do all halachically required kinyanim. Everyone has kavana to do all halachically required kinyanim. That's shot in the Rush. Everyone has kavana to do all halachically required kinyanim. Okay. In which case, Taki, you do need bailus on matzah. But you have it. Meaning, fundamentally, we're agreeing with the Sfas Emes, but technically, we're disagreeing. You need bailus, but you have it minastam. You don't need to be, you don't need to be crazy about it. You don't need to be weird about it. We all know that we're all doing things halacha. If you want to, you could say, interestingly, the Ritva is clearly against the Sfas Emes, right? Because what did the Ritva say here? The Ritva says here, clearly against the Sfas Emes. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says that, let me just find it. Over Gemara Dilan, Lomit Biyahasam Klau. In our Gemara, we don't mention any that you need bailus and matzah, and that's what Pasul stole the matzah at all. He lost a Pume Kanye because it said in Subasu this a couple of years ago, once you chew it, you're kona anyway. And therefore, like you're always kona the matzah by the time you swallow it, because you're kona it with shino, you're chewing it. And therefore, he says, also, lo mashkach l'nam matzah sh'ula. Basically saying the only way you can passel matzah is for my tzersheni if you're a mayor. You can't passel matzah gzula k'zulachem, because by the time you chew it, it's yours. You can't passel barad matzah k'zulachem. Sh'ula kai gabim, yigul lohadabim, and hal be'ene, halvahu, monosol. Because if you borrow matzah, you borrow it, and he knows you're going to eat it. So you're really giving to him permanently, not as a she'ela, but as a halva, that he'll just owe you money. Okay, so now the Ritva doesn't explicitly say what about an oreach, but it's very clear. The Ritva says the only psul you can find is Meister Sheni. You can't find another psul of lachem. Why? Because it always ends up being yours. Now he doesn't explicitly discuss a guest at someone's table, but I think if you just maybe want to continue along the lines of the Ritva, a guest at someone's table, he would say very simple. He would say, look, if I say I'm lending you the matzah, but I know you're going to eat it, I'm really giving it to you permanently, the Ritva might just say, very simple. And here I'm adding a little to the Ritva, right? But I think this is definitely the derech of the Ritva. Says the Ritva, yeah, you do need to own your matzah. But you're never going to have a case where you don't own the matzah, because by the time you swallow it, you've already been kona. I think the Ritva might say the same thing here. He might say, if I give you matzah to eat, this is an interesting question, when I give you food to eat, am I being mocked at you or just giving you the zchus to eat it? Right. If I have a guest in my house and I give them food, is it their food or am I just letting them eat it? Right. Big nafgamina is, for example, can they take trumas or maisers off the food? Is it theirs? Are they going to take trumas or maisers off the food? No, I'm just letting them eat it, but it's not theirs. Can they be mocked at the food? Okay, funny. We wouldn't want to do that nowadays. But I think you could easily say, even without the rush, forget about halachic knowledge. Forget about halacha, just common sense. If I give you something to eat, I'm really giving it to you as a matana gemura. And if you say, well, I don't want you like taking it home with you, etc., but at the very least, if I give you something to eat, by the time you chew it, I'm certainly giving it to you as a matana gemura. You know, maybe the minute you put in your mouth You could just say, I'm giving Dinah the Ritva Gemura. The Ritva doesn't say that explicitly, but you could certainly say, I'll pee the Ritva, right? Or two, I'll pee Ritva. You could say even that because of halachic knowledge. But whenever I give you food to eat, it is a matana gemura, not only for halachic reasons. If I say, come over to my house and drink a glass of orange juice, when I pour you the glass of orange juice, it's yours as a matana. And even if maybe I didn't mean to give it to you as a matana when I poured it, for sure by the time you pour it into your mouth, I'm giving it to you as a matana gemura. Right, so this is a general question. Every time you come to my house, am I giving you food as a matana, or am I keeping the bias of the food and just letting you eat it anyway? The Tzfas Emes assumes every guest at someone's house doesn't own his food. He's just eating someone else's food. But you could say, no, when you're a guest at my house, I'm giving you the food as a matana gemura, right? If I go to someone's house who's not from, and their food is tevel, and they put food on my plate, can I take off shumas or maestros? According to the Tzfas Emes, no, because it's not my food, it's their food. But maybe you could say that yes, I can, because it's really my food. Okay, maybe, correct.
What do you use for Shabbos?
Ah, and then how can you be a guest at someone's house on Shabbos? So according to Tzfas Emes, well, there's no kinyan involved. According to everyone else, no, maybe there is a kinyan involved, but you're allowed to do a kinyan for a mitzvah on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to do a kinyan for Ochal on Shabbos. So after all, you're even allowed to go on Shabbos and take food from a store and pay them back later. Okay, Yontif, you're allowed to do it a little more Fihesia, but just say you're allowed to do kinyan food on Shabbos. Anyway, basically I have two ways of accepting the fundamental premise of the Tzfas Emes. You need bialos on your matzah, but just getting around technically. You need bialos on your matzah, but you don't need to be a weirdo and ask if you can have your matzah. Either it's obvious he's giving you matzah the matana because he wants you to do the mitzvah, or it's obvious he's giving you the matzah the matana even without doing a mitzvah, because when I invite someone and give them food to eat, I'm giving to them as a matana.
Okay. The Ritva really wants some. The Ritva wouldn't go to this extent of talking about the Le'isa if he wasn't concerned with the real Derech HaKinyan.
Correct.
He's very concerned that. So this Mahalach, it doesn't.
No, because in Gezel, it's against his will. When it's against his will, the only way to have a full Kinyan is Shinoi, so I need Le'isa. But in an Oreach, it's not against his will. He's giving it to me. So for that, for a Kinyan, maybe it's just enough to pick it up and put it in my mouth. Or maybe it's just enough to pick it up. Okay. However, there are two more interesting ways of disagreeing with the Tzfas Emes.
Does that mean the Le'isa is part one and the B'liya is another part? The B'liya is the
actual. Yes.
It doesn't hold like the Balamor that there's no mitzvah of Aveira.
The Ritva is assuming that the Le'isa is a separate step from the B'liya. They don't count as the same actual mitzvah of Aveira. What you could say, however, and here is you can go this step. Just give me half a second. What did the Rav say here? The Rav says the other option is that, no, you can reject A. You could say you actually don't need bialos on matzah at all. Now you need bialos, but you have it without being a nudnik. No, you don't need bialos on matzah. If you don't need bialos on matzah, then what's our whole sugi v'lachem about? So here you have two different ways of saying why you don't need bialos on matzah. One way, of course, is the Avnei Miluim we just saw. The Avnei Miluim we just saw says that he's not answering this question. But what did the Avnei Miluim say? He says you don't even need bialos on your esrog. What do you mean? Of course you don't need bialos on your matzah. You don't even need bialos on your esrog. What do you need? You need only You don't need bialos on your esrog. You just need heter achila on your esrog, because we pass like Chiyura Oven. Notice the Tzfas Emes says you need din mamon. He pass like Rabbi Asi. Mm-hmm. He says no, but we pass like Rabbi Chiyura Oven that you only need heter achila. And how do we know we pass like Rabbi Chiyura Oven? Just combine this with the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbeinu Noach. and the Mari Korkus.
Because of the Rambam?
Yeah, just say very pashut. Say that, that Taka, Esrog, Shel Meiser Sheni is kosher. Matzah, Shel Meiser Sheni is kosher. Remember, we paskin against Rabbi Asi. We pass, the Sfas Emes assumed like Rabbi Asi. But who says we don't like Rabbi Asi? That's the basic point. The basic point is, Sfas Emes Savar Ke Rabbi Asi, Va'anan Kaimalon Ke Rav Chia, Ke Rabbi Chia Bar Oven, O Ke Perush Ha'avnu Iluim, Delo Ba'inan Dilachem Eino Matzrich Bailos Klal. Remember, we have two ways, the Magen Avraham way and the Avnei Milum way. We pass like we give Avin that Lachem does not need Bailos at all. Right? It's very nice there was another possibility. Now, this is going to help for the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says you still need Bailos on your Esrog. But if you pass like the Avnei Milum against the Magen Avraham, you have to pass in two things. A, like the Kesef Mishnah, that we hold like Rekir Oven that you don't need Din Mamun against the Sfas Emes. And B, that you don't, when you don't need Din Mamun, it means you don't need Bailos at all, like the Avnei Milum against the Magen Avraham. But if you assume, make these two assumptions, then of course you don't need Bailos at all for, of course you don't need Bailos at all for for Matzah. Because that's only Rabbi Asi's Din Mamun and Bailos. Remember we had at the bottom of the board the Avnei Milum. But we paskin like Rechir Bar Oven. So if you make these two assumptions, which are not crazy assumptions to make, because we machshir Meiser Sheni, okay, just you make these two assumptions. Again, maybe it should be in the other order. The assumption that we paskin that you can use Meiser Sheni because you only need Heter Achila, not Din Mamon, and that literally means you don't need Bailos, just Heter Achila. A guest clearly has Heter Achila. He's clearly allowed to eat the matzah, so serves him. And therefore, it's no problem. The Rav, if we remember, I said the Rav, was not an Avnei Milum man. The Rav held you did need Bailos for Esrog. So we'll end with the Rav. The Rav in the Rishim HaShiurim here is Doch L'Sfas Emes in a different way. Says the Rav in the Rishim HaShiurim here. He says, give me half a second here. Here it is. He says, where is this? Here we are. Yes. That, says the Rav that, no, even if you need Bailos for Esrog, maybe talk you need Bailos for Esrog. Right, it was the Rav sheet, you need Bailos for your Esrog. He healed even if Meister Jane was Mon Gavol, you still had Bailos. Even if you need Bailos for Esrog, you don't need Bailos for Matzah. He is Mechal, he Matzah and Esrog. Not like I said in number three. You don't need Bailos for anything, like the Avnei Milum. You don't need Bailos for anything. No, he wasn't an Avnei Milum man. He was a Magen Avraham man. Even if you need Bailos for Esrog, you don't need Bailos for Matzah. There's a difference between Esrog and Matzah. Why should there be a difference between Esrog and Matzah? Lachem is Lachem. After all, our Gemara seem to equate Matzah and Chalo. That depends how you read our Gemara. What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said that Lechem Lechem, right? The very end of Lamehem and Aleph, Asya Lechem Lechem, Zivhacha Lechem Oni, Zivhasam Hayabachal, Kami Lechem Haaretz. Malahala Mishal Lechem, Lo Mishal Meiser, Avkam Mishal Lechem, Lo Mishal Meiser. It's an interesting drusha. It doesn't say it needs to be yours. It says it needs to be yours and not Meiser. So there are two ways of reading this drusha of Lechem Lechem. Does it mean that Mamish needs to be yours, or just that it needs to be yours and not Meiser? If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel here, well, first, says the Rav, what's the Rav's big chiddush? The Rav's chiddush is this, is that Lachem of Esrog is Lachem Mamish. But Lachem of Matzah is only that you need a Cheftza Hashayach lebalos lafuke meiser sheni. Says there's a difference in the two drushes of lachem. Lachem of esrog means mamash yours. That's why you can't borrow someone else's esrog. But lachem of matzah just means be a chefza that shayach to bailos as opposed to meiser sheni. It's medayik this in the Gemara. Mishalchem lo mishal meiser. You don't need mishalchem lechol darvinya. Just mishalchem lo mishal meiser. He wants to be medayik and the Rambam holds his way. I'm not so convinced by his yukim the Rambam, but I think he should have been medayik for Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel's lashon is lechem lechem eiser shel meiser sheni. Ma eiser shel meiser sheni lo shenemar rishusechem af matzas meiser sheni lo. The way he reads this dirashav is just like there it's not meiser sheni, here it's not meiser sheni. He doesn't even say lechem. He just says not meiser sheni. So maybe, now why would this be? Why would it be that by esrog, lachem means you need to own it? But by matzah, lachem just means it needs to not be meiser sheni. Why would that be? What? Mehekitesi. So the Rav explains very nicely. He says because it never says lachem by matzah. It's just learned lechem lechem from challah. Simple question. Is there only a chi of challah if I own dough? If I need your dough, I can eat it without taking challah? No. The chiv of challah is on a chefza of someone's dough. Now, of course, you could read this different ways. You could have said, no, the chiv of challah is only on my dough. But if I need your dough, then you become chayav, and therefore I'm not allowed to eat it. But, says the Rav, give me a second, he says, there's a fundamental difference in challah and matzah and esrog. Matzah and esrog, I'm trying to be yotze. Challah is just the ayin becomes treif and is chayav and challah. So, it's not personal. Challah is not personal. Esrog is personal. I'm yotze. Matz is personal. I'm yotze. Chala, the Rav understands, is not personal. It's that the chefza becomes chayiv and chala. Yeah. So he says very simple. He says, what's the difference? He says very simple. The lachem written by esrog is lachem of the gavra. Right? Lachachtem lachem. You have to take your own esrog. But the quote-unquote lachem of matzah is a gzeirah shava from challah, and in challah, it's not a din in the gavra. That's the assumption. It's not a din in the gavra being chayiv and challah. Everyone has to take off challah before they eat this. It's a din in the chefza. Challah is not a din in gavra. A din in the gavra be yotze. It's not the gavra being yotze. It's the chefza being treif. It's the chefza being chayiv, which is a din in the chefza. So therefore, so the lachem of matzah is also din in the chefza, not the gavra, which is exactly what the Rav said. It doesn't mean it has to be your matzah as a gavra. It just means it has to be a chefza that's shy of to ownership and not meiser sheni. And that's how the Rav Dindaik, and I think again, he's doing with the Rambam, you can decide if you're convinced I'm not, but I think it might be Mduiker Ben Chananel, who says, Yolif, lechem, lechem, Ma'isa shall meiser sheni lo, af matzah meiser sheni lo. It's not a gzeirah shava need lachem, it's a gzeirah shava to exclude meiser sheni. Why? Because when you have only come through challah, it can only be in the chefza, not the gavra. Because challah is not a chiv gavra, it's a chiv chefza. And therefore, it just has to be a chefza that shayach to bailos. But it doesn't have to be your matzah. And that's how the Rav explains, even if you need your esrog, you don't need your matzah. So therefore, l'maisa, we have four explanations why the minigol is not like sfas emes. I personally am not machber like this sfas emes. It's one thing to be machber for something that's in the Gemara or Gedolei Rishonim, etc. Something no one thought of till the sfas emes, to my mind, more of an interesting intellectual question. But why are we not machbit to be nudniks and to be asked if I can be kona my matzah? If you want to be machbit, seder gemor. But why is the olam not machbit? Again, either they admit you need ownership of matzah like esrog, just technically, you don't need to explicate because it's obvious everyone wants to do mitzvahs. Or you don't need to explicate because it's obvious that all food is a gift. Or you could say, no, you don't need to own your matzah in the first place. Either, just say like has a Mishnah, we pass like a chiyuv oven, and say like the avnim luim, that means literally you don't need bailus. You don't need to own your esrog, so you certainly don't need to own your matzah. Or let's say you're among an avramnik, and you say you do need to own your esrog. Says the Rav, even if you do need to own your esrog, which we are machir, you need to own your esrog, l'maisa, we're machir, you need to own your esrog, l'gamrei. That's esrog you need to own, and the gavra needs to own his own esrog. Because it's written by esrog, but it's not written by matzah, it's learned from challah. Challah did no chiyuv gavra, only in iser chefza. Therefore, since it's learned from challah, it's only a din the chefza of matzah that needs to not be meiser sheni, but there's no din that the gavra needs to own it. Okay, so those are the four ways to get out of the sfas emes chiddush.
When I was reading the Rav, it seemed to me, even though he said says Gavra Dechetza. There is a point before he says that, that the way he's setting it up, it could be that, I think, that in other words, that Lachem in the context of Challah and Matzah means, Lachem means to you, Klal Yisrael, as opposed to you, individual Yisrael. Lafuke Goy, Lafuke Hekesh. He sets it up and then he says something else.
Okay, so you're right, meaning I would still call that a Din in the Cheftza.
You don't have to get to that.
Okay, you could be collective. Okay, you could say it that way also. I would thought that's a Din in the Cheftza, that it has to be Jewish and not Gavoa. It's an interesting question. What about a Matzah of Goy? It could be that.
It's not.
Right. So, because after all, Esav of Goy is Potter. So, okay, I was viewing that as all part of the Cheftza. The Cheftza, it has to be a Cheftza of Jewish Matzah and not divine or okay, great. But I was viewing that as a din in the chafza.
Isn't it rather a miyut rather than a definition?
Yeah, okay, they're all saying the same thing in different words.
I mean, that's a relevant thing to answer the Tosfos and Tzachin. Asher yasa lachem, how can it be my two things from the same father?
Okay, you're right, but in the end, it's similar enough to what I was saying that, I'm going to just include it all. It's not that the Gavra needs to own it. Right? It's that, call it what you want. The Cheftza needs to be a Cheftza of regular ownership. It needs to be a Cheftza of Jewish ownership. It needs to just, anything's okay. It's just a mir of Eiser Sheni, which is the Doikim Losh on the Rach. Okay, these are all the same basic idea.
There is a cost of what to rule of it would need.
Correct, absolutely. I think in all these, no matter which way we say, if they had learned Xerah Shava from, if they had learned Tesvav instead of Lechem, then you would have needed to own it. But they didn't learn that they didn't have a Masor of Tesvav. Tesvav for this, they didn't have a Masor of Lechem for this, for whatever reason. Okay, let's, yes.
According to their vows, doesn't he even care the Mirudim? Like to one to another, the one that tries to have a name of Zayalai, which is interpreted as Dafka by Kabbalah, or would it be, he thinks they're Kabbalah drushes. Which one of their Kabbalah drushes? And like the Lechem shouldn't be functioning in the same fashion. Like, it's not like one's about a Cheftza, one's about the God. Of course, I mean, I know the Gemara says... It's
no, but if you look in Rashi, Rashi said... one second.
Rashi thinks Matzah is about both Matzah and...
Yeah, that's a good... Okay, that's a good technical kash on Rashi, after all. If you have a Xer Shava, then it doesn't say any times by Matzah. It says zero times by Matzah. So I would prefer to say just Esra. If you're right, Matzah throws a Matzah. Okay, let's leave that sort of thing for now. Okay, Viter, Rabosai. One other thing we have to discuss now in this context a little is Tevel. Ooh, okay. We're going to have to go fast next time. Okay, we have a lot to do. We have, there's a lot left to the Perek. We don't have much time. Well,
there's more left.
No, but you can figure it out by looking at a calendar. Maybe I'll send out a schedule. I am going to have to postpone one shiur in Summersbon in June 25th from Monday to Tuesday because I'm going to the Chasa in America, but I'll send that out this month. I won't have to move any more shiur in Maseches Sota, Meretz Hashem. How about Tevel? What's the din of matzah of Tevel? I know we already discussed this once in the context of Heter Hila. Now we just have to put the package together as quickly as we can. What's the din of, not matzah of Tevel, of Esrog Shel Tevel? Although Tosfos also discusses matzah of Tevel. What's the din of Esrog Shel Tevel? Okay, there's a lot of interesting things here. We won't be able to discuss all of them. So, Esrog Shel Tevel. So, what's the obvious diyuk that everyone had that it's pasul? What's the diuk everyone had that Esrog Shel Tevel is puzzles?
Not Lachem.
No.
The diuk, not from the Gemara. The diuk from the Gemara. How do they know from the Gemara that Esrog Shel Tevel is puzzles? It's not in the Mishnah.
Because
the Mai is only kosher because you could be an Ani. The implication is Tevel, where there's no Heter for Aniyim, right? So here we want to have the Din and the Svara. Sorry, the Din and the... Diok Midmai and the Svara. So one Shita is, this is the mainstream Shita, Rov Rishonim, that it is puzzle. That is puzzle. One and two. Rov Rishonim say it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? How do we know it's puzzle? Because the diuk is that bidma yotza migu di'iba'i v'chuli habitevel lo yotza. Right? Ah, so what's the reason that you're not yotze? Here we have two shitas. What's the shita of Rashi? And it sounds like from the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and the Meiri. According to Rashi, Meiri, and Rambam, why you're not yotze with tevel? It's a good deal. Only demai you're yotze, because you could eat it. Tevel, which you can't eat, you're not yotze. Why? What did Rashi say? Really? But just give me another phrase. Because there's no heterachila. Right? Says Rashi. Remember the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says you can't eat it. And the Meiri, that ein bo heter achila. Right? Now we pointed out that's controversial. After all, it has a heter achila in Derech Rasha. But they held that's not called a heter achila.
Okay, Tosfos does not seem to say that. Why does Tosfos and the Ran, and it's also Yesh Omer and the Ramban, fine. What does Tosfos and the Ran say that you're not Yotze with Esrog of Tevel? What does Tosfos say? Right, because remember, Tosfos Lashitase, Tosfos says that there is a heter achila in Meiser Sheni Begvulin. Because you could bring it to Shalim or be Poda and eat it. So likewise, the heter achila in Tevel, you could be Mafresh and eat it. What's the problem with Esrog Shal Tevel then? The problem is, right? Shutfus dekoein v'levi. Okay, maybe you have to add the anim. Because the anim goes to by Machmer. Shutfus dekoein and levi. After all, it doesn't belong to you. It's shutfus dekoein and levi. If the psula is because of shutfus dekoein and levi, then Tosh just has the question. Hold on. If it's possible because of shutfus of koin v'levi, then why would you be able to with matzah shel tevel if not for a specific exclusion? After all, shutfus of Kohen and Levi. What is Tosfos' answer?
No, we don't have shutfus there.
So what?
You can be also shutfus by that.
No, that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos is very simple. By Esrog, you need a full Esrog to be Yotze. If 10% of it belongs to the Kohen and Levi, then you're not Yotze. By Matzah, you need a Kazayas. So who eats just Kazayas? Everyone eats 1.2 Kazayasim. If you eat 1.2 Kazayasim, even if you take out the part of the Kohen and Levi, you still have plenty. You sell extra that you're a Yotze. Right? So most people eat more than a Kazayas of Matzah, and that's why you're Yotze of Matzah Shel Tevel, if not for the special drasha. Okay, and what about the Isa Shel Tevel? It's Chayiv and Chala. Isa Shel Tevel is clearly Chayiv and Chala, he proves. Why is Isa Shel Tevel Chayiv and Chala? After all, it has Shutfus of the Kohen to Levi. So he gives the same answer. It's talking about you have an Isa that's more than 43.2 Kebetzim. Right? The Isa is 50 Kebetzim. So even if you take off the part of the Kohen to Levi, you still have plenty left. Okay, no problem. Agav, the Achronim, were all wonder about that Tosfos. Why does Tosfos have to say the case of Isa Shel Tevel is where you have enough left even if you take off the part of the coin of Levi? Isa Shutfus is Taka Chayiv in Chala. Unlike Matzah and Esra. Meaning, if we make an Isa Shutfus, we are Chayiv in Chala, as long as we don't plan to break up that Shutfus before we bake it. Okay, so you have to answer either that. What Tosfos means is that, no, you're only chayiv because you have extra. If it was just Isa Shel Shutfus, you'd be putter. Why? Either because since you're chayiv to give the coin to Levi right away, it's considered as a shutfus you're going to break up before baking, and a shutfus you're going to break up before baking is putter from challah. Or you could say, based on the Rashi, that from brackets from Psachim, that things that belong to a coin to Levi is not bainless gemura, because it doesn't belong to a specific coin to Levi. And shutfus is only chayiv and challah when a specific person owns one half and a specific person owns the other half. If one half is owned by a specific person, the other half is owned by a general category of people, maybe it's Potter from Challah. Okay, but we're not going to get into that. Now, Lemaisa, that's the Shita of Tosfos and the Ran, Shutfos of a Kohen and a Levi. However, who really is the, it's a minority opinion, who really breaks this apart and says, no, you're totally wrong about Tevel. Tevel Taka is kosher.
The Ramban.
And who follows him? The Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva. And the Ramban here, Taka, has two opinions.
One, number three, is the Ramban in the Milchamos. This is also what he says at first in Hilchos Lulav, but it's not his maskan in Hilchos Lulav. Says the Ramban in the Milchamos, Esrog shel tevel. What's the din of esrog shel tevel? It is kosher b'dieved lefi. Kosher b'dieved lefi beis hillel. And obviously, possible b'dieved lefi Shammai. Shammai says the mai is possible. Obviously, if the mai is possible, certainly tevel is possible. So he says kosher b'dieved lefi beis hillel and possible lefi beis Shammai. Kosher b'dieved lefi beis hillel and possible lefi beis Shammai. Because it has to be possible for Beis Shammai. Even the mai is possible for Beis Shammai. So obviously Tevel has to be possible. If even Tevel is kosher b'dieved, why by the mai do you need the svara of Ibai Mafgerle Lenichse? Say, even if it was Tevel Gomer, you'd be able to b'dieved. Why do you need the svara of Ibai Mafgerle Lenichse?
The power of the Shitas Beis Shammai, how much more is?
No. That's answering a different question. Very simple. He would say, you need the svara of Iba'i v'chuli to permit demai l'chatchila. Taka Beis Hillel thinks you'd be able to be the Eved even without the svara of Iba'i m'afgerle. But why is the mai kosher l'chatchila l'fi Beis Hillel? That's only because you could really eat it if you wanted to. Because Tevel is possible to have chila. So, he admits there's a diuk. The diuk is the mai is kosher because Iboi Machpelin and Nichse. Tevel is no good. That doesn't mean Tevel is no good legamre. It just means Tevel is no good lechat chila, and the mai is good lechat chila. Okay, it's not such a chidush that mai is okay lechat chila, because by Truma Torah it says, lo yitom nathaleot. So, by the mai it just says, kosher. So, if it's just kosher, that means even lechat chila. What's the svara for the Ramban and Mochamos? So, you have to say, what's the svara? The svara is that, what is the svara of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai is that Gazru Psul Midrabanan Al Kol Esrog Shel Isser. Midrabanan, there are Gozer, any Esrog Shel Isser is possible Midrabanan. Taka Beis Shammai is only Psul Drabanan. It's a psul drabanan. Why? He doesn't say. Any treif esrog is a psul drabanan. He doesn't say why. Maybe he could say gzeira atzum shal orla, which is kedudim mecha shire. Okay, or whatever. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says that no. Gazru psul lechatchila al esrog shal iser. Right? That's why tevel is also lechatchila. And the mai would be also chachila, but it's not really usher, because you could always eat it if you want to be after your nechassim, so it's okay. But mida oraisa, yesh bo heter achila. Why does it have a heter achila? Because, why does it have a heter achila? Because you can eat it through tikkun. And there's no shutfus kohen b'levi. Ein bo shutfus kohen b'levi. Why is there no shutfus kohen b'levi? Because who says the Kohen B'Levi will be part of this esrog? It's like what? What is it like? The case of esrog shel tfusas habayis. A guy dies, leaves a house full of esrogim to his kids. He has 10 esrogim in his house and 10 sons. Is each son allowed to take one? Which they haven't split it up yet. And Biyotze, what's the answer? If he can each take one, then he's Yotze. If he has to give it back to the other ones, he's not Yotze. Meaning, if you could split up and I take one, you take one, then I'm Yotze. Because when he's Shutfus, this is my part of the Shutfus, that's your part of the Shutfus. Likewise, an Esrog. Do I have to give the coin to Levi a share of my Esrog? What could I do?
Do another one.
I could give them a share of the other Esrog, right? If you have an Esrog tree, you pick 100 Esrog, and you don't give a coin to Levi a share of each one. You give some to the coin to Levi and some to yourselves. That's called Mafra Shalom Makam Acher, right? The Ainbo Shutfus, coin to Levi, Kevan, Diyachol, Lehafrish, Alav, Mi makom acher. So it's not shutfus kohen b'levi. Now, let me just point out.
Why do we have to say that Beis Shammai is only midrabanan? Why can't it be no?
First of all, he does say it's midrabanan, right? Oh. So the reason I have to say it is because he says it. Okay. I'm not making that up. He says it. Why does he have to say it's midrabanan? I think he just doesn't want to make a daraisa machlokas in Mishil and Beis Shammai. He could, but he'd rather minimize machlokas to make a midrabanan machlokas is more minimal than a daraisa machlokas. But what's the shita of the Ramban in Hilchas Lulav and the Ritva? What's their shita? That it is kosher Likuli Alma. No, Tevel's Kosher Likuli Alma. What's his main reason? How does he know there's no psul in Tevel at all according to anyone? Because if there was a psul at all according to anyone, it would have been in the Mishnah. Now, the other ones had ways to get out of it, right? There's no psul at all. And what's the Svara? The Svara is... the Svara is... Here the Svara is this part. Here the Svara is just this part. There is no Gzeira, right? There's no Gzeira. It's just that it's fine. So there's Heter Achila and there's no Shutfus. Oh, what about the Diyak from Demai? Doesn't think Demai is only kosher? Is only Yotze, because I could be mafker my Nechasim? Doesn't it say explicitly, Demai is Pasol for Beis Shammai? So I have a Tevel be kosher and Demai be Pasol. Demai is only kosher for Beis Hillel because I can be mafker my Nechasim. Does that mean Tevel, where I can never eat it even if I'm poor, is Pasol? So what's his big Kiddush? What does he do with the word Demai? He says it doesn't mean Demai. Rather, what does it mean? Doesn't mean Demai. Nah, it doesn't mean Demai. But it says Demai in the Mishnah. What does it say? It says Shel Demai. Ah, but what comes right before Demai? Shel Truma. Ah, it doesn't mean Demai. It means if the aforementioned what is Shel Demai going on? We assumed Esrog, Shel Demai. Esrog, Shel Demai. That's most people. He says Big Kiddush. It doesn't mean Esrog, Shel Demai. It means Truma, Shel Demai. Because it said Truma in the last line. And what it means is it doesn't mean, now of course you don't take Truma off Demai, but what do you take off Demai? Right, Mimi? Demai, right. You don't take off Truma, because right. All the Amratzim took Truma, but right. You do have to take off Truma's Meiser, and Truma's Meiser. Right? That was the big thing. Everyone took off Truma and said, now we're not Chayiv Misa, we're not so firm for the rest. He told them, you fools. Even if you took off Truma, until you take off Meiser, you haven't taken off Truma's Meiser, so there's still Truma's Meiser in there, and you're still Chayiv Misa. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean Demai, but Truma's Meiser. And obviously, Trumas Meiser, Tamea, Shel Demai. And it's a big Kiddush. Shel Demai in the Mishnah. What's Shel Demai in the Mishnah modifying? Not modifying the word Esrog, modifying the word Truma Tamea, which is a big Kiddush. Esrog Shel Truma Tamea Shel Demai. Different structure of the Mishnah. So he says, that's not talking about Demai. Demai is perfectly fine. If Tevel is Kosher L'Kuli Alma, for sure Demai is Kosher L'Kuli Alma. Tevel is Kosher L'Kuli Alma. Vehu Hadin. Not who it did. The kol shekain demai is kosher l'kuli alma. So what's the whole sugya based on it? That's why it's trumas meiser of demai. Basilis, Beishai says trumas meiser of demai is puzzle. Because it's trumas meiser of demai. It's not edible. It's in this roughen. Basilis says, no, if you were poor, you can eat trumas meiser of demai. By the way, that's a chiddush in the Ramban. Poor people can eat demai. Who says after your mafresh, they can eat the trumas meiser of demai? Maybe by then it's too late. Ramban assumes not that way. Okay, this is four fundamentally different ways of looking at our Gemara. Very fascinating thing here, which we don't have time to get into, is why did Tosfos and the Ran think there is shutfas of the coin in Levi? They know you can be mafresh another esrog, but the Ran says, I know I can be mafresh another esrog, but right now I have to be mafresh from this esrog. And the Ramban, the Ritva, says, there's no shutfas of the coin in Levi, I can be mafresh from another esrog. So that's unclear. Maybe just stam how to look at it. Or even better, in Tobas Hanah, Mamun Eino Mamun, the 2 days in the Ritva and Dafnon Ches, then the Ritva would be Lashitase. You could say it depends who really owns this Matnos Kahuna and Levia. If you look at it as the Kohen and Levi really own it, then you would say no. They own part of every Esrog. I can trade them later, but meanwhile they own it, Tosas and the Ram. If you say, no, really I own it, I just have to give it to them. I own it, I just owe to give it to them. Okay, I owe to give it to them, but I can give them for another one, I can pay my debts from elsewhere, meanwhile I own it, and maybe that's the Ritva L'Shitase in Kedushin and Ches, but we don't have time to get into that now. Okay, we'll have to pick up Mirtz Hashem with Truma Tahora, and a little more about my next time, and we'll also continue in the Gemara, and here we'll move a little faster through some of the physical psulim of Esrog, which the sugis are much less intricate, because they don't have to do with all chaluyos and sugis all over shas. Chazazas is only chazazas. There's no other meseches chazazas, like Demai and Trumos and Meiser Sheni. And we'll try to speed through some of that in the next couple of shiurim.